John, I want to get back to you and your concerns. Are you concerned that we're using drones against non-Americans? Are you concerned we're using against Americans overseas or Americans at home? Dichotomize that. Where are you concerned?
I'm concerned that there's no real transparency, as Cynthia pointed out, and no real rules around this. When are we allowed to kill American citizens overseas? Are we allowed to use drones in any way, shape, or form domestically for surveillance?
Okay, where are you in Al-Awlaki? Al-Awlaki, a U.S. citizen overseas working with the enemy. He was hit. We hit him. We knew we were hitting him, and we hit him. Where are you on that?
That is a tough one. That is a real tough one. I mean, there's evidence that this guy was actively involved in planning attacks against the United States.
It was operational.
If that's the case, what's the difference between sending it in a SEAL team and sending in a drone? But if you apply that domestically, what's the difference between sending us in a SWAT team and sending in a drone instead? If I'm a commander, a police commander, I don't want to send guys through the door.
No, I agree. It's about lethal. It's about killing somebody. I think I don't want to focus so much on the technology. Back to you, Cynthia. Suppose some kid. He grows up in California. He's been watching Middle East news. He thinks we're too pro-Israeli or something. Maybe he has too much money. He decides to join the other side, if you will, join Al-Qaeda.